अहितुकी अप्रतिहता जया आत्मा सुप्रसिद्धि। आत्मा आत्मा में बिग बॉल, आत्मा में दे माइंड एंड आत्मा में द सोल एंड अबाउट दैट द परमात्मा भगवान ब्रह्मे की परमात्मा की भगवान तो गया आत्मा सुप्रसिद्ध थी। सु मीन्स वेरी मच, नॉट ओनली प्रसिद्ध थी बट सुप्रसिद्ध थी वेरी मच एवरीवन। द बॉडी बिकम सेटिस्फाइड, द माइंड बिकम सेटिस्फाइड, the soul becomes satisfied and the supreme Paramatma he also so that is called Parodharma. Parodharma means Paro means superior and Dharma means occupation and duty. Everyone has got occupation and duty. It doesn't matter either you are a Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyas. Everyone has got occupation and duty. That is human society. Human society means when the society is divided into these 8 divisions. Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, and Sannyasi. Varnasam. That is Vedic civilization. Varnasama Saravata, Purushena Parakuma. Vishnu Aradhate Kunsan, Nagnat Tattosukar. Unless the human society comes to the standard of executing Varnasama Dharma, it is not human, it is animal society. No regulatory principle. The animals, they are no regulatory. A human society must follow regulative principle. That is called varnasamdharma. So, varnasamdharma is also material. That is not spiritual. Varnasamdharma is the beginning of spiritual life. How one can come to the standard of spiritual life. It is a regulative life. When executing the spiritual life is Vishnu Aradhate Kunsa. When one comes to the platform of worshipping Vishnu, that is spiritual life. But the people, they do not know what is the aim of life, what is the goal of life. They do not. Not only nowadays, the material world is made like that. They are forgotten. They are thinking, those who are too much materialistic, they are thinking that I am this body and satisfaction of the bodily senses is the ultimate goal of my life. But that is not the goal of life. The goal of life is to find out the ways and means how to satisfy the Supreme Law. That is also stated in this chapter. Atapunni Vijasreshta Varnasama Vibhava. This meeting was presided by Śrīla Gosvāmī, and there were many learned Brahmins, learned scholars, sages. Therefore, you are addressing the audience. Vijasreshta. Vijas means twice born. First birth by the father and mother, and the second birth by Sanskar or by self. Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya. They are what sanskar. Shudras have no sanskar. Sanskar bodhita means shudra. In this age, nobody observes the sanskaras. Therefore, in the Shastra it is said, Kalo Shudra Samava. In the Kali Yuga, almost every person is a shudra. Therefore, there is so much chaos. The government is managed by the shudras, less than shudras. Mlecha. Mlecha Rajana Rupina. Mlechas have taken the post of government. It is meant for the kshatriyas, the qualified kshatriyas, very brave, very powerful, very charitable, not going away when there is fight. That is kshatriyas. Brahman means satya, sama, dama, pratiksha. So, people should be trained up as brahmana, as kshatriya, as vaishya. Kisi go raksha vanityam, vaishya dharma sabhavan. The vaishya's duty is to produce food grains, agriculture, and give protection to the cows. And if you have got surplus foodstuff, you can make trade where there is hustle. So actually, the statement of the Shastra, the fellow Sudra Sambhava, hardly there is Brahman or Kshatriya or Vaishya. There is nobody doing that. It is not producing food there. Vaishyas are engaged in running on big factories. So, factories cannot produce food grains. Therefore, there is food shortage for people and not getting ample food stuff. They are starving and there must be education. There is no Brahmana's guidance, there is no Kshatriya kings, and Shudras are also not executing their duty. And what is the result? This is the result. This is the result. Therefore, this is material. Atapundi vijasrashta varnasama vibhavas. That vibhavas, division must be there. Otherwise, there must be chaos. Just like in your body, there is division, the brain division. Yes, the brain division, the arm division, and the belly division, and the leg division. So these divisions are required. If you have no brain, then how you can control your other senses? If you have no strength in your arm, how can you protect yourself? If you have no digestive power, there is no food, how you live? And if there is no leg or the liver part, how it works. This is natural thing. Therefore, varnasrama vibhagasa, the varnasrama division must be there. That is human society. Everything is described very nicely in the Bhagavad Gita. Anna bhavati bhutani. Pajjanyat anna sambhava. Jagyat bhavati pajjanya. Jagyat anna sambhava. And the animal customers, they are fatty and grown up. They are sent to the slaughter. This business is going on. So why there should not be crisis in food, grain, and crisis in humans? There must be. Because we are not abiding by the orders of the Supreme Law. And dharma means to abide by the orders of the Supreme Law. Dharmant sāsād bhagavat pranītam. You cannot manufacture dharma. This is this religion, this is that religion. These are all bogus. Real dharma is sarva dharma adhvaitajyamāne kalkan. This is dharma. All bogus type of dharma. Hindu religion, Muslim religion, this religion, that religion. They are not God. Therefore it is said here, savai vamsang paro dharma. Paro means supreme. What is that? Yato bhakti yadho khadi. Wherein this is God, just surrender to the supreme law, Krishna. That is first time. All other religions are bogus. That is not it. This life, good citizenship means to abide by the laws of the state, of the God. That is good citizenship. Similarly, a real religious person means who is abiding by the orders of the Supreme Law. Unfortunately, there are no information of the Supreme Law. Although the Lord, the Supreme Lord Krishna, is present, it says they are thinking the Supreme Lord is Nirakam. Nirakam means they are abhor. How Supreme Lord can be Nirakam? If the Supreme Lord is the Supreme Father, we have got experience. I am a person, my father is person, his father is person, his father is person. In this way, if you go to the topmost platform to find out the Supreme Person or Supreme God. Why is Supreme Person? In person is a feature of the Supreme Person. But ultimately, Brahmeti Bhagavani, Brahmeti Paramatma, Bhagavani is Bhagavati. Ultimately, the absolute truth is a supreme person. Nitya Nityana, Chetana Chetana, this is the Vedic inference. That, as we are all Nityas, Itana, we are also living beings. But there is another supreme Nitya, Itana, and supreme Chetana, a living being. And that is God. That is Krishna. Therefore Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Matta Parataram Nanya Pinchijasti Dhananjaya. There is no more superior little me than me. That is Krishna. So here it is said, Savai Bhunkhan Parot, Dharma, you have to execute your occupational duty. But, as Krishna says, Sarva Dharman Parittajamanetam Saranavar, that is real Dharma. And this, I'm following this dharma, that is not dharma. Dharma means the natural instinct. The natural instinct is to obey the superior person. Every one of us, we are meant for obeying the supreme. Is anyone who can say that I am not to obey any superior person? Is there anyone? That cannot. You have to obey. That was the subject matter of my topic in Moscow with Professor Kotovsky. I challenge him that what is the difference between your philosophy and our philosophy? You have to obey some person and I have to obey some person. So you are obeying Lenin and I am obeying Krishna. So where is the difference between you and me in philosophy? Now, the thing depends to be judged whether by following Krishna you shall be happy or by following Lenin you shall be happy. That is the difference. Not that you, communist party, you can do without following a superior person. That is the right. That is not right. That is natural. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Jiver Sarupa Nitya Krishna Das. Our real formation, constitutional position, is to obey the orders of Krishna. But we are selected. Disobeying Krishna, we are obeying Lenin. That is it. We have to obey somebody. But we are selected not to obey Krishna, but to obey Lenin. In India, disobedience is very prominent now. And in that way, he shall not be happy. Therefore, Bhagavad says, Savaikum Dhana Parodhan, Jato Bhakti Dhadu. If you learn how to obey the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, then you will be happy. Jayatma Suprasidati. This is fact. So unless people take to this Krishna consciousness and understand and learn how to obey Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God. There cannot be any peace, there cannot be any happiness. There is no condition, here it is said, ahoituki apratihata. That obedience should be without any motive. Just like this. Here the Europeans and American boys, they are obeying Krishna or Krishna's secretary without any condition. They have not come here to obey my order for earning livelihood or for some material purpose. They have not come. They have got enough money. They have got enough money. They can purchase 100 times India. But why? This is their parodhanam. This is the supreme relief. To obey the supreme personality of Godhead. All is representative. Because you have to learn through the representative of Krishna. Atharvamam vijaniya nava manneta karishi nava prabhudhyasuneta So this is the injunction of the Shastra. Asad, the spiritual master, the representative of Krishna. Asajan Manavijanya, Krishna says. The Asajan is mentioned. Jasra Prasada, Bhagavat Prasada. By cleaving the Asajan, one can see the Supreme Law. This is the Asajan Purusha Veda. One who has got Asajan to guide him, he knows him. These are the Vedic Indians. Tadvijnanartham sa gurumeva vidacche. Samitpani Sutriyam Brahmanistam. So, therefore it is said here that Ahuituki Apurvyara, do not approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead for some material benefit. That is not a pure devotion. Pure devotion means it should be without any motive and it cannot be checked. It cannot be checked. There may be so many hindrances, but one who is pure devotee, his business cannot be stopped. Therefore it is called Ahuituki Apratihata. And when one comes to that place, then Atma Suprasidati. The example is giving, just like Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj was insulted by his stepmother, and therefore he wanted, according to the instruction of his mother, to pray to God to retaliate the insult of her stepmother. And he went to the forest and meditated and practiced how to approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Within 6 months, he saw the Supreme Personality of God. But when he saw the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he was fully satisfied. He said, Tasam Vichilnam Abhidhikbharatma. That I came to search out some particles of glass. Now I have got Dibbharatma, the valuable gel or chain. Tasam Vichilnam Abhidhikbharatma, Sami Kitakosmi Varanana Jati. This is the satisfaction. We are searching after so many things to become satisfied. But if we try to approach the Supreme Personality of God, that we do not know, and without any motive, it cannot be checked, then there are no supersedes. If you want real king someone, then you search out Krishna and surrender unto him. Where is the difficulty? Krishna personally canvassing him. Sarodhanman puritajamami tamasa. Still you are not, you are so good. Ahamtva sabupabibhama prasyan. He is giving assurance that I shall give you protection from all sinful reactions. We are suffering in this material world because we are continually making our life in sinful activity. Sinful activities means gratifying the senses. That is also warned by Maharaj Rishabhdev to his son. Nunam pramatta kurute vikarma jadindriya priya prinoti. These rascals, they simply for sense gratification committed all types of sinful activities. Just like Krishna has given us so many things to eat. But he still shall kill animals. Still, for the satisfaction of this tongue, we shall kill so many slaughterers, regular slaughterers. And you want to be happy. Your whole life is full of sinful activities, and you want to be happy, that is not possible. Therefore, it is said that if you develop love for Krishna, that development cannot be possible. If you are sin, desam antagatam papam, janalam sunna karmama, vedanda mahalim mukta bhajanti maanti. Krishna bhajan is not so easy to. Desam antagatam papam, one who has surpassed all the sinful activities. Dehamantaratam Papa. How we can avoid sinful activity? Sinful activities you can avoid. Punnakarmanam by discharging punnakarma pious activity. And what is the pious activity? Simple pious activity. Simple pious activity is sinnatana satata krishna punnasavana kirtana. Punnasavana kirtana. If you simply hear about Krishna, that is pious. You are sitting here patiently. You are not going out. This is acquiring pious activities. Result of pious activities. Sinnatana satata krishna punnasavana kirtana. Riddham tasta pious. Pious activities means to please the heart. Because our heart is overloaded with so many sinful activities. Therefore, we are suffering. So by hearing, Satam Prasanga, by hearing from the realization, by hearing the Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavad Sadhguru, your heart will be clean. Sinnatam sarvatra krishna punna savana kirtana. Riddham tasta avadrani. Avadrani means rajagun tamam. Even sattva is also mixed with rajagun tamam. But if you hear about Krishna, we are opening all over the world and it's centers. Why? We are giving chance to the people to hear about Krishna. Here it is not a business center, not a business branch house, but Samanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Sadhati. Here is school of teaching people how to hear about Krishna, how to chant about Krishna, how to worship Krishna, the teaching. Samanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Sadhati. Acharam, this is Acharam. Bandhanam, to offer prayer. Dasham, to work for Krishna. Samanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasivan, Archanam, Bandhanam, Satham, to make Krishna as friend. Krishna can be such in so many ways. Krishna so kind, even practical. We had a very big struggle in Bombay for our land. So they wanted to break our temple to drive us. It was a great commotion, our Bombay people know it. But I pray simply Krishna. My dear Krishna, anyway, you have come here, you have sat down here, you will be great insult if you are removed from it. So Krishna had it. And we won the battle, now the land is ours. Land is ours. It was a great battle. So, Krishna is so kind. The devotees say like that. That a Bhutana Rakhasi wanted to kill Krishna. But he got the promotion just like his mother Yashoda. Krishna is so kind. Because Krishna took it that although this Rakhasi came to kill me with poison in her breath, but I have stuck her breath, she has become my mother. So, Krishna takes only the bright side of your devotional service. He never takes the dasa because anyone in this material life, he has got only dark life. So, try to serve Krishna. Sarvamapi yasvadharmasya trayate mahatobha. Even little service rendered to Krishna can save you from the greatest dangerous life. These are the instructions. So, our Krishna consciousness in Mumbai is simply to teach people how to love Krishna, how to become beloved of Krishna. Savai Pungshang, the greatest type of religious life. Savai Pungshang Paroda. Because we are teaching how to love Krishna. And if you can, if we love Krishna, then our life is successful. Savai Pungshang Paroda Dharma. Jato Bhakti Jato Bhakti. Obviously, that there must not be any motive. And it cannot be checked in any circumstance. It is not that because one is very poor man, he cannot love Krishna. or because one is very rich man, he cannot dance Krishna. Of course, sometimes, to become very rich, they become very proud. They do not come to Krishna. So, sometimes Krishna shows the mercy to turn his devotees into poverty stricken position. But therefore, somebody is afraid of coming to Krishna. But Krishna is also very kind. He finally become actually a devotee. There will be no scarcity. Whatever you want, it will come. It will come. So this is the position. So our Krishna consciousness movement is teaching, educating all over the world. There is no distinction. There is no distinction. Don't think that these Europeans, Americans, their natures and governors, they cannot take to Krishna consciousness. It is only meant for the brahmanas, the Kshatriyas. They are brahmanas. Sannalogi vidas kesta hari bhakti paraya. Anyone who becomes a devotee is better than a brahman. Krishna says, man hipata dapasritya jeti su papajan. He doesn't die. Wherever he is born. Papajan. Sri Avishya tatha siddha sreti janti paraya. So Krishna is open for everyone. And he is father of all forms of life. Sarva Dhoni Sukhonte. He is neither Indian nor Hindu nor Muslim. He is Krishna. He is Supreme Person. So our only request is that you try to love Krishna. Then your religious life will be perfect. Jato bhakti adhokhade. Adhokhade. He is beyond the sense perception. Akhaja. Akhaja jnana means sensual, perfect. He is beyond that. Transcendental. But you have to love. So this loving process is the devotional service. First of all, to hear about it. To patiently hear. Trinnatam sakatakrishna. Satatam kirtantam maam jatantasya jigabhita. These are the process. So, just try to hear about Krishna from Bhagavad Gita as it is. Don't malinterpret by your physical way. Then you lose the opportunity. Don't follow these rascals who interpret Bhagavad Gita. There is no question of interpretation. Take Bhagavad Gita as it is. Krishna says, sarvadhanmān purittajyamānetam sarvangam. Accept that. Chaitanya Chaitanya says, Krishna bhakti kaile sarva karma krita ha. Simply by serving Krishna, you do all of your other duties. So such a nice thing, Krishna consciousness movement. Take it very seriously and do the needful. Thank you very much.